Welcome to the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business startups news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline, Gradient Labs raises $13 million Series A, led by Redpoint Ventures. Gradient Labs, the artificial intelligence startup redefining customer service in regulated industries, has raised $13 million in a Series A funding round led by Redpoint Ventures. This funding will allow Gradient Labs to expand its technology, marketing, sales, onboarding, and customer success teams, as well as increase investment in research and development. With established customers reporting high user satisfaction scores, the company aims to automate more complex processes while maintaining service quality. AI-powered tools are helping to ease the pressure on customer service agents, speeding up response times and reducing workloads. Gradient Labs assists regulated businesses, such as those in the financial sector, by eliminating repetitive tasks and utilizing automation to consistently resolve queries. The team behind Gradient Labs has deep expertise in building products for regulated markets, and they have already secured 9 customers, including one of Europe's largest banks. Redpoint Ventures is excited to partner with Gradient Labs to help them achieve their ambitious goals. Plexa closes $4.5 million funding extension. Plexa, a medtech startup, has closed a $4.5 million funding extension round to support the U.S. launch of their Bloom medical device for breast surgery. The device uses supraphysiological preconditioning to reduce complications like infection and skin.
Lighthouse Labs alum Book Clubs raises over $1 million. Book Clubs Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and her co-founders aim to transform their hobby into a successful business. Ford, along with her co-founders, plans to continue raising funds until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors already secured. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 after Ford's own book club faced challenges with organization and attendance. With a background in computer programming and experience in startups, co-founder Campbell serves as the company's chief technology officer. Book Clubs has grown to support 8,000 clubs and over 35,000 members, offering tools to organize meetings, vote on books, track discussions, and more. Ford's passion for book clubs has led her to run 5 clubs of her own, in addition to managing book clubs. Book Clubs, maker of app to manage book clubs, raises over $1 million a month. Book Clubs Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and co-founders aim to turn their book club management app into a successful business. Ford plans to continue fundraising until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 to solve the challenges Ford faced in her own book club. With over 8,000 clubs and 35,000 members using the app, Book Clubs has become a valuable tool for organizing meetings, voting on books, and tracking discussions. Ford's passion for book clubs has fueled the growth of the company, which now offers a range of features to support book club enthusiasts worldwide.
Parter raises $5.5 million, led by Stage One Ventures. Parter, the AI-powered company helping hardware teams manage complexity and stay ahead of disruption, announced $5.5 million in seed funding led by Stage One Ventures. The funding will support product development, go-to-market expansion, and U.S. growth as the company launches out of stealth. With supply chain instability and fragmented systems, hardware manufacturing faces challenges. Parter's platform connects data, teams, and decisions to streamline operations and move with confidence. By unifying product and supplier data, AI agents generate real-time insights and recommendations for proactive decision-making. Parter serves electronics producers in sectors like IoT, communications, automotive, and defense. The platform has been praised for transforming sourcing and quoting processes, helping companies navigate the complex supply chain landscape with confidence. Q&A with Barry Etra, president of Keiretsu Forum Southeast, Strategy, Leadership, and Startups in Early Stage Investing. The Southeast Investor Conference, co-hosted by Keiretsu Forum Southeast, Georgia Tech's Advanced Technology Development Center, and the Angel Capital Association, will take place July 29 to 30th at Georgia Tech. This event is tailored for accredited investors and ecosystem partners navigating the early stage investing landscape. Barry Etra, president of Keiretsu Forum Atlanta, highlights the importance of educating and developing more investors to address the lack of local investors. The conference will address challenges such as the drop-off in exits and investments, with a focus on providing actionable strategies through workshops and company presentations. The goal is to showcase local companies, attract new investors, and make this an annual event to cultivate a stronger investor community. Q&A with Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL. Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL, left aerospace engineering and government contracting to focus on climate intelligence. SkyTL transforms disaster response by fusing live data from satellites, drones, sensors, and responders into real-time intelligence. The platform provides dynamic risk forecasts and actionable insights during emergencies. By integrating diverse data sources, SkyTL bridges the gap between data and usable intelligence. Decision makers can issue evacuations and manage resources without technical expertise. The system adapts to changing conditions, accounting for factors like vegetation growth and wildfire movement. Early results show significant impact in fire prevention, response, and retrospective analysis. Partnerships with NASA, NOAA, and the U.S. Air Force have shaped SkyTL's growth and product development. The goal is to democratize access to disaster intelligence, empowering communities to make informed decisions and prevent catastrophes. SkyTL envisions a future where every community has access to real-time intelligence for proactive disaster response.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.